If you're a politician, a lobbyist, or an insider, and you're in the mood to party, check out a Washington, D.C. mansion called the Sewell Belmont House. You can ride a mechanical bull, meet the cow pie queen, and celebrate the state of Wyoming at the cow pie barbecue. Senator Chuck Schumer is loving this $1,000 a plate fundraiser, and Robert Redford is all smiles at this party. Look, John McCain and Nancy Pelosi are there too.
The Sewell Belmont House is one of the most popular places in Washington for events. I mean, it hosts fundraisers, political fundraisers. Lots of people have weddings and receptions there.
So you might be surprised to learn this. Your tax dollars help fund this hotspot for Washington insiders. It's true, says Leslie Page of Citizens Against Government Waste.
Over the last 10 years, Sewell Belmont has gotten $3.4 million in earmarks.
Call it earmarks, pork, or bringing home the bacon. Politicians can't resist directing taxpayer money to their political supporters.
$1.9 million for a water taxi.
$1.8 million to study swine odor.
Reporters often highlight the most ridiculous examples, but politicians have gotten good at making pork sound uncontroversial or even appealing.
They always sound apple pie, patriotism, children, the senior citizens.
Or museums.
Museums are one of the biggies because they sound so good.
Part of the Sewell Belmont House serves as a museum that highlights women's struggle for political equality.
Who could be against a museum, especially a museum about women's rights and equality?
The likeness of Alice Paul adorns the Sewell Belmont House. She was a tireless champion for female equality and the inspiration for the prestigious Alice Award, given by the Sewell Belmont House to honor prominent women like Senator Mary Landrieu of Louisiana.
It's nice that she got the award, but it's not appropriate for her to then turn around and give taxpayer money to the Sewell Belmont House.
2 years after receiving her award, Landrieu gave the Sewell Belmont House a very special award, a $1 million earmark.
If Senator Landrieu really, really loves the Sewell Belmont House, she could have also given her own money.
The Sewell Belmont House shouldn't need extra revenue from government. It should make its revenue either from the museum or by hosting receptions.
Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona is one of the few politicians who does not dole out pork.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Arizona.
I thank the chairman.
Flake has embarked on a lonely battle against waste, one piece of pork at a time.
Whether it's a teapot museum in North Carolina or the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Ohio.
Congress keeps voting against Flake's attempts to chop pork spending.
Those opposed say no.
No.
Opinion of the chair, the noes have it, and the amendment is not adopted.
But he keeps trying to pass amendments to cut earmarks.
How many of them have been successful?
Not one. I came to the floor 39 times and was beaten like a rented mule every time.
Even fellow Republicans beat him like a rented mule for his anti-pork stance. In 2006, GOP leaders kicked him off the Judiciary Committee for bad behavior.
Bad behavior was speaking out. It wasn't getting these questionable earmarks that have a couple of our members actually in jail right now.
I know that I will forfeit my freedom, my reputation, my worldly possessions.
Members like Congressman Randy Duke Cunningham, who entered prison the same year Flake got booted from the Judiciary Committee.
The Duke Cunningham case was a poster child for why pork is bad.
Cunningham used earmarks to steer business to defense contractors who, in turn, lavished him with money and gifts.
Over $1 million in cash, antique Persian rugs, furniture, use of a yacht, club fees, a Rolls Royce, and vacation expenses.
The Duke Cunningham earmark scandal and the subsequent criminal action against him was a wake-up call to a lot of members of Congress. It made them very skittish.
Earmarking plummeted after the Cunningham scandal. But old habits die hard, and politicians quickly return to their pork-loving ways.
And absolutely we need earmark reform, and when I'm president, I will go line by line to make sure that we are not spending money unwisely.
That's why earmarks reemerged as a big issue in the 2008 presidential election.
We had hoped that President Obama, because of what he said during the election, would be tougher on earmarks.
But pork politics have continued to sizzle under the Obama presidency. Spending on pork swelled 14% from 2008 to 2009. And when it comes to bringing home the bacon, guess who's emerged as one of the best?
When reports surfaced she had been swayed with a $100 million Medicaid deal just for Louisiana, she bragged it was actually $300 million.
The $300 million earmark is now called the Louisiana Purchase because of suspicions that it purchased Landrieu's support for the president's health care bill.
I didn't know I was going to vote for the bill until the very end.
Men pioneered pork barrel politics, but Senator Landrieu proves that female politicians are equally skilled at bringing home the bacon.
They are now doing what the big guys do.
Is that the kind of political equality suffragists fought for?
I make no apologies for leading this effort.
Pork barrel spending is not equal. In fact, it is the opposite of equal. It's an unfair, unaccountable process where he who is the most powerful gets the most earmarks.
Senator Landrieu and the director of the Sewell-Belmont House told us they were unavailable to be interviewed for this piece. But just to show there are no hard feelings, I hope you'll donate to the Sewell-Belmont House, but only if they agree to stop accepting pork payments. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.
You can get what you want, yeah.